We have been chatting for quite some time over the past few weeks about growing anti-Semitism in the UK. Unfortunately, we've also been discussing growing anti-Semitism across a host of countries. And returning our attention right now back to London, a storm is brewing around one of Britain's most prestigious cultural institutions. You may have heard George, our AI News presenter, chatting about it. The Royal Academy of Arts is under fire again for displaying what critics say is anti-Semitic imagery disguised as political protest. One piece likens Israeli airstrikes to Nazi atrocities. And another that's still on display features a Star of David on a warplane above rows of burial shrouds. Is this free expression or is this something far more sinister? Well, joining us is UK-based journalist Hayley Bentley, who has been following the story. Hayley, thank you so much for joining us again on The Home Run. What exactly is being shown and why are Jewish groups so concerned?
So, Paula, as you say, the controversy centres on several artworks displayed at the Royal Academy. One of them, which has now been removed, showed screaming figures next to a swastika. Another one that is still up shows a plane with a Star of David dropping bombs over burial shrouds. Now, Jewish groups say these images echo Holocaust tropes and accuse Israel, and by extension Jews, of genocide. And that crosses from political protest into dangerous anti-Semitism. And it's not just upsetting. They believe that it plays into century-old lies that fuel real-world hate.
The Royal Academy removed some of the artworks, but it kept one controversial piece up. How are they defending that decision?
That's right. So they say they're trying to strike a balance between free expression and public concern. And the works by children were pulled quickly, but the adult artist piece remains, and it's even for sale. Now, the Academy argues that removing all criticism of Israel could be seen as censorship, but Jewish leaders say that that is a weak excuse, and you wouldn't, for example, display racist or Islamophobic art under that banner. And this inconsistency is what's really upsetting the Jewish community here.
And as I was saying earlier, the artwork that's still on display features a Star of David on a warplane above rows of burial shrouds. Hayley, is this about Israel, or are we seeing a deeper rise in anti-Semitic messaging in British art spaces?
Now, this is an important question, Paula, and the answer is it's both. Criticism of Israeli policy is fair game, of course, but what we're seeing more and more is that anger towards Israel is being expressed using anti-Semitic language, symbols, and imagery, and once swastikas, blood libels, or Holocaust comparisons enter the frame, it stops being about politics and starts being about hate. Now, the UK's art spaces, places like universities and medias, are becoming less safe for Jewish voices, and that, of course, is a serious problem.
And then following on exactly from what you're saying, some say that this blurs the line between free speech and hate speech. Where is that line in a gallery setting?
Yeah, so this, of course, is the question. And the line is where speech dehumanizes or incites against a group, especially when it's a vulnerable minority like the Jewish community. And art should challenge and provoke, of course, but it mustn't cross into demonization. And if a piece uses Holocaust imagery or suggests that Jews, and not just Israel, are bloodthirsty or evil, that's no longer critique. It's classic anti-Semitism. And galleries do have a duty of care. Would they hang something racist or homophobic in the name of expression? I doubt it.
What role are institutions like the British Board of Deputies playing, and how is the public responding?
So the Jewish Board of Deputies has been vocal, calling out specific images and engaging directly with the Academy. They've done it respectfully but firmly, and some in the public have supported them. Others accuse them of censorship, but many Jewish voices feel gaslit. They're told to stay silent for the sake of artistic freedom, even when that freedom paints them as Nazis. It's causing real tension, not just in the Jewish community, but across wider UK society.
And Hayley, looking ahead, do you think UK cultural institutions are prepared to handle accusations of anti-Semitism fairly?
No, I don't. Not yet. And that's the part that's worrying. There's growing pressure on cultural spaces to be socially conscious. But anti-Semitism often falls through the cracks, and institutions are quick to respond to racism or sexism, but much slower when it comes to Jewish concerns. And there's also a fear of being seen as pro-Israel if they act. What's needed is consistency. If something would be acceptable towards any other group, then it should be unacceptable towards Jews too.
And when art slips into hatred, it stops being dialogue and becomes something completely different, something darker. That's Hayley Bentley, UK-based journalist. Thank you for helping us unpack the nuance and the noise.